Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Joba Domi. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the importance of taking risks. I have like an S factor, risks. Okay, so it's been a while. It has not been a while, actually. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, so people are usually afraid to take risks in the sense that uncertainty. I think I've talked a lot about uncertainty at the point that you guys get tired of it. But most people, is mostly just fear, like the fear of the unknown, taking risks. Like, what if it doesn't work out? What if this doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen? But in all my years, I'm talking like an old man, but what I usually notice is that the things that I do, most of the things that I did have worked well, like the ones that I took the risk, like I was afraid of it, but I took the risk regardless and it ended up working fine. And sometimes that taking the risk doesn't work out fine, like you do something, doesn't work out, you ask that girl out, doesn't work out, and that's fine, it's all part of the process. But there are some things that when you take the risk, it eventually works out and it's actually worthwhile. So in my own opinion, I would just advise, like, take the risk any day, anytime. As long as you have to outweigh the pros and cons, like, what's the worst that could happen? If the worst that could happen is not anything crazy, then why don't you take the risk? That's the thing. Like, I talk about why people are afraid to take risks if fear or just a new environment. People, if you want to take a risk in, like, changing environment, people are usually afraid of change. Exactly. People are afraid of change and people are afraid of being afraid of the same. People are afraid of change. So when people take risks, usually when you take a risk, there's change that comes with it. So people are usually afraid of having to change things, going from their normal day-to-day stuff. Let's say if when I go advice to do the video, my video content, and of course to change my distance, I'll start appearing on videos, because normally I don't even take pictures normally. I was usually a guy of one picture a year. Like I prided myself on that. I only take one picture a year and stuff like that. So I guess I started coming out of my show, and somebody advised me to do like video content that it make a lot of sense. So that was like an inflection point. Should I take the risk? But then if I take the risk, I'm going to invite change. Can I deal with the change? Because now people are going to see my face everywhere. I can walk and be like, I've seen you in this video, I've seen you in that video. You grab. So people are usually afraid of change, but in my own advice, I advise to embrace change. Like, change is natural in life. It's just like the seasons. When in rainy season, from there it's so sunny. From their winter, from their autumn, fall, depending on where you're listening to this. And but change happens every day. Change happens, like, even you, if you're even changing, you're not, if you were 18 this last year, you're not 18 this year anymore, you're 19. If you're 19 this year, next year you're going to be 20. So change is something that's constant. You have to embrace change. You have to embrace pain. And so that's of the pain and everything, like just the pain. I'll probably talk about that in another episode. But then the lessons from taking risks, man, there are a lot of lessons. Like, the thing about it is that when you reach the other side of fear, everything becomes very, very clear to you. Like, if, let's say I wanted to ask a girl out, I'm so afraid of my girl, this girl is going to tell me no. And this, I summon the courage at the end of the day, I take the risk, I ask the girl out. She tells me no. Politely, unpolitely, nobody cares, right? But she just tells me no. And on the other side of the risk, you're like, you learn a lot of lessons about yourself. You're like, I didn't even actually want to ask the girl out. It's just that I was afraid of being lonely. And that's why I asked the girl out. And at the end of the day, like, I think this was even for the best, because now I know what I really want. I have time to focus on myself, and then if another girl comes up, she comes up, right? So it's just an analogy or just an example, but you learn a lot from taking risks. Like the tech drill risk that I took, I wanted to join the team and like to design the website. My brother asked me, are they paying you money? And I was like, no, they aren't. He was like, why are you now doing it then? But at the end of the day, I still took the risk. I did the website, and a lot of things happened from tech drill. A lot of relationships formed. I met a lot of people. I did a lot of things. So if I didn't take the risk because of what somebody was saying, or just because I didn't feel like doing it, nothing would have happened, and I wouldn't have learned anything from it, or I wouldn't have gained opportunities from taking that risk. There are a lot of opportunities that you gain from taking risks. If I didn't do the video content, I won't be here doing some other stuff, right? I won't have reached this wide market. I won't have done this. If I didn't do the podcast, if I didn't take the risk to even do the podcast, where would I be at this point? Like, so you grab, is risk is very important. I didn't say you should take every risk, but you want to ask the pros and cons of like taking risks. If I take this risk right now, is it going to affect me? Or is it something I can live with? If it's something you can live with, then not the worst that could happen. Let's do it anyway, right? And then it also comes with the importance of putting yourself out there. Because many times for me, I'm always thinking of ghosting. Like, I started off from ghosting when I started like learning how to program in 2020. Then 2021, I was like, I need to ghost and get myself ready, right? I did like ghosting for a year and everything, like not really so much social media presence and all. But it's quite important for you to put yourself out there. If you're the kind of person that is afraid or is shy, or just you're just not that kind of person to put yourself out there, it's quite important because it would help you in the long run. I mean, not everyone will get job opportunities or business opportunities from social media, but if that's your like your line of work, or that's something that will benefit you, then put yourself out there. Like, go to events, meet new people, network, talk to your peers, talk to your friends, or just let people know what you're doing, and from there you just meet new people, meet amazing people, and you know, that's like another way of taking a risk, because you never know what might happen. So you need to build confidence. You need to build confidence if you want to like move forward in life. There's a level of confidence that you need to have to take some kind of risk, right? Because you like, let's say now, you see a job offer, but you're not really sure. You have the skills, but you're not really sure you can do it. Now, that's where the confidence plays in. Like, are you confident that you can catch up with yourself? Like, you see it, you're like, I've not done this before. Can I learn it on a job? Is it something I can learn before I reach that stage? Is it something I can catch up with? Now, that's where confidence plays in, because if you have a lot of confidence in yourself, you can be like, yeah, something I can do, like, what's so hard in it, I can learn it. So you need to gain confidence. For me, it was hard for me to gain confidence. I'm always going to say this, that I was an introvert. I don't even know if I'm still an introvert or not. I just say I'm just in the middle. I'm still in the middle. I'm still observant. Sometimes I don't like to talk. I just look at people, see what they're doing. And sometimes I can talk for a while. I can talk a lot if I need to talk a lot. So I probably say I'm in the middle, but I used to be an introvert. Like, I used to be so afraid of talking to people. I used to be so afraid of speaking out, or even talking to girls. Like, I used to be afraid of talking to girls a lot, but now I'm quite chill. And it's not something that you gain in a day, but as you're moving forward, you just try to get more confidence. It's more of like 1% better every day. I'll probably do an episode on that. You just gain confidence, just move, you gain confidence, move, you gain confidence. Just try to be more confident every day. If you see a girl, and you're not confident enough to talk to her, wave. You can wave to the girl. If she waves back, that's like one exposing your confidence. You don't have to do the leap of faith, but you just have to gradually increase your confidence every day, and you'll be fine. You never know where you might hit. Like now, I'm doing the podcast, I'm doing the writing, I'm doing the video, but I never know where I'm going to end up at the end of the day. Like, you might have this vision idea that, okay, this is where I want to be, but at the end of the day, you never know where you would end up. You can have a dream and walk towards it, but you never know where that dream is going to end up. So, good or bad, I mean, what do you have to lose at the end of the day? So yeah, just keep doing uncomfortable stuff. Just keep threading the needle. Keep pushing yourself to do risky stuff and just do things that are uncomfortable and just take you out of that zone or that routine. Do things you don't like. Do things you like. Do things that would make your heart beat every second. Like, live life a little, you know. You never know what will happen if you take that risk. So yeah, at the end of the day, you always be fine. like, what's the worst that could happen? I keep saying that thing because it's quite true. Like, what's the worst that could actually happen? So you'll be fine at the end of the day. And yeah, I wish you all the best in taking risks. So 2023, feel free to take a lot of risks. 2024, feel free to take a lot of risks. 2024, 2025, like in your lifetime, just feel free to take a lot of risks. Because I think there was this video I was watching when this business owner was like, they asked him, what was one thing that you took, like one of your regrets or something that you advise the younger generation? And he was like, take a lot of risk. Like, you never know what might happen when you take a risk. So, yeah, I mean, I learned it from someone, and I'm teaching you so you can learn it from me. Probably someone else. So take the risk. You never know what might happen. And yeah, Shijoba here. Thank you for listening. And I'll catch you another one. Peace.